This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile. And with me, I have Liz Fox. Liz is the curriculum and catalog manager for Florida Tech. Liz, welcome to the program.
Thank you, EJ. I'm glad to be here.
Well, please tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I came back to the United States from the United Kingdom in January of 1998. I had lived over there for more than a decade. And I came back over here and was working for Florida Today when I got a call from Florida Tech that they needed a new publications editor. So I came and applied and was hired that March in 2000.
15 years, going on 16.
It's changed a lot in the last 15 years. It was still a small school then, and you can't call it that anymore. We've grown so much.
When you started out, was it digital technology?
When I started out in the field, they were practically still doing hot type. But I did the transition in a print shop art room from analog typesetting all the way through to digital typesetting.
So what exactly do you do as a curriculum and catalog manager? What does that entail?
Well, starting in 2000, I moved over from external affairs to the registrar's office and began writing the catalog seriously. I took over all parts of it at that point. So for 13 editions, it's just been me. I maintain all the academic files for the university. I started the one source idea of not letting everyone keep their own copies of all the policies. And me and Sharon Ainsley, set up a wiki-like database and started loading all the university information into it. And so that's how we manage the information for the university now.
Now, you are multitasked. What other roles do you have?
I teach university experience. I've taught it for about 7 or 8 years. I work at commencement, so I do the commencement program and maintain the candidate list for the exercises spring and winter. And I work on the day. I'm at the foot of the stairs when they're getting ready to cross the stage. I work on archiving any large amounts of information that the academic groups develop. I did the archive for the undergraduate curriculum committee all the way back to 72. And right now I'm working on creating a digital archive of every catalog that Florida Tech's ever published. I'm going to do the 80s and 90s first because they're the most popular. Anytime someone does professional development for their career and they have a degree from here, their employer will want something out of the catalog they graduated on, usually a course description. This way, they'll be able to go out and get their own because it'll be on our community-facing website.
What you're doing takes a lot of focus and energy.
I spend a lot of time by myself sitting in front of 3 big computer screens just writing as fast as I can and cross-checking information. It fits my personality.
Yeah. Well, you're a very valuable resource for this university.
Yes, I got a Most Valuable Panther Award, I think back in 2007 or 8. They said it was because people could say the word catalog and not want to tear their hair out, finally.
Finally.
Yeah, because I made it more fun. I set up some reasonable deadlines, and I work with each one of the faculty.
Well, I'm sure everyone appreciates that.
I hope so. The new catalog system went online this year. 2015 is our first purely digital catalog, and it's a good system.
It's always nice to have it online.
Yes.
Right at your fingertips.
But any kind of move with technology can be stressful. We all have to learn how to sort of change the way we work.
Just adapt.
Adapt. Always adapting and always moving forward. The one thing we can be sure of around here is that it will change.
That's just life.
Yep.
Well, Liz, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and participate in a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile.
Thank you for having me, EJ.
This is EJ Castor. Thank you for supporting Public Radio 89.5 WFIT, broadcasting from the Florida Tech campus in Melbourne, Florida.